This is 91.9 FM WUOT, your NPR news station. I'm Clara Princeton. It's now time for our weekly authors segment, The Authors Page. Here's your host, Jody Sims.
Jack Hanna, one of the world's most recognizable animal ambassadors, wildlife conservationist, and celebrated author, was born in Knoxville, Tennessee in 1947. He grew up on his father's farm and started working for a local veterinarian when he was 11 years old. Hanna realized very early on that he loved being around all the animals and even loved cleaning cages. At age 15, he was sent to an all-boys boarding school for high school in Pennsylvania. Then he attended Muskingum College in Ohio, where he got into trouble for keeping ducks in his dorm room and a donkey in a shed behind his fraternity house. But he was able to stay out of trouble long enough to graduate with a Bachelor of Arts degree in 1968. After college, Hanna returned to Knoxville and opened a pet shop called Pet Kingdom. But in 1973, he moved to Florida when he was recruited to work for a wildlife adventure company and become the director of the small Central Florida Zoo and Botanical Gardens. In 1978, he was offered the position of director at the Columbus Zoo in Ohio, which changed his life forever. His celebrity began when he hosted a television program called Hanna's Ark, which aired on the local CBS affiliate in Columbus. This led to his live animal demonstrations on Good Morning America and on Late Night with David Letterman, which brought national attention to the Columbus Zoo as well as to Hanna himself. In 1989, Hanna published his first book, an autobiography titled Monkeys on the Interstate. The book is a collection of exuberant stories about the Columbus Zoo's successful breeding of endangered species and about animal births and deaths and a few escapes, like when the monkeys of the title went on a road trip to Cleveland. The book also strikes a strong message for conservation and points out the tremendous positive responses in humans when they interact with animals. Many more books followed, including several for children. Titles include Jack Hanna's Wild But True, Jack Hanna's Awesome Animal Almanac, Jungle Jack's Wackiest, Wildest, and Weirdest Animals in the World, and Jack Hanna's Big Book of Why. In his book titled Jack Hanna's Big Book of How, he presents kids ages 8 to 12 with answers to questions like, how are chameleons able to change colors? How do parrots talk? How do cheetahs run so fast? For more than a decade, Hanna hosted the nationally syndicated television series titled Jack Hanna's Animal Adventures. And in 2007, he created the TV series Jack Hanna's Into the Wild, which won 5 Emmys. His more recent TV show, called Jack Hanna's Wild Countdown, continues to air on Saturday mornings around the country. Jack Hanna has introduced millions to faraway animal kingdoms through his books, TV shows, and wildlife conservation programs. According to Jack, the most important thing is to preserve the world we live in. Unless people understand and learn about our world, habitats, and animals, they won't understand that if we don't protect those habitats, we'll eventually destroy ourselves.
Support for the Authors Page comes from the Library Society of the University of Tennessee. Learn more about UT Libraries, collections, and programs at the blog Speaking Volumes, online at volumes.lib.utk.edu.
Thank you for listening. The Authors Page is a production of the Authors Guild of Tennessee and WUOT. More information and archives of past segments can be found at authorsguildoftn.org or wuot.org. I'm Jody Sims, the host of the Authors Page. We love telling you stories.